Many said that Rome was actually destroyed from within rather than from out. Their destruction came as wickedness and evil and greed and depravity spread so quickly through their civilization that they had no more stomach to protect their country. No more stomach. And we've arrived there. Our children, our adults are depraved. They attack innocent people, beating and killing them for sport right in our streets. They murder one another in the streets without love or mercy. They disobey, gossip, slander, and hate God. Insolent, arrogant, boastful little monsters inventing ways of doing evil. MTV, Miley is America today. She evolved because we evolved. You saw it on display. It's ugly, it's satanic, it's progressive, and we have become Romans. A Romans one nation. Now, if we are a Romans one nation, friends, it sounds to me like we may incur a Roman fate. Will it be fate or genuine faith that will take hold in America? The choice is ours. The choice is yours and mine. Will the real king please stand up in your heart? If Jesus is not king of all, he's not king at all. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And let's be praying for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for our own land right here.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of a Pastor Butch Paul, who does a talk show on Genesis. We share a satellite together, and he and I, Chuck Crismier, Joyce Riley, have our satellite up there, and it's not our satellite, but we just have one little channel on it. But at least we have the opportunity to share this together, share the expenses. And of course, you can tune into that satellite, get our information, and from there it goes out to radio stations all across America. Well, this is basically, of course, I want, before we get to Butch Paul, I want to mention that everything seems to be changing in Washington, D.C., that the Obama administration is looking for any possible way they can get out of backing away from their threat to attack Syria, because, of course, they don't have U.N. permission. The Arab League won't support them. The European Union won't support them. The Congress won't support them. The American people don't support the attack. And so President Obama is really doing everything he can to backpedal. They're coming up now saying, well, if Assad will just simply agree to turn over all of his chemical weapons to international control, then we can just put the whole thing behind us and pretend that Assad didn't kill all those people and we won't hold him responsible for killing all those people, because I don't think Assad killed anybody. I believe that these were actually chemical weapons that came from Saudi Arabia. And why do I believe that? Well, because a reporter named Dale, and his last name is G-U-V-L-A-K, Guvlik, Guvlak. You can look at this on the internet. Go ahead and look up Dale Guvlak, and you'll find out that he actually went into the suburbs and there in Damascus talked to the rebels. They said, look, Saudi Arabian weapons, we set them off. They didn't tell us how to use them, and basically we, of course, just had nothing but problems. We killed a lot of our own people, and we're furious with the Saudis. So basically what Dale is saying is true, that we should be bombing Saudi Arabia because they were the ones responsible for all those people dying, and we don't know how many died. We don't know what's going on. We do know one thing, and that is the government's not telling us the truth. And for the first time in a long period of time, why more and more people are becoming aware of this. And basically, we're having some problems, and we're simply not being don't seem to be getting through to Butch Paul. So if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to give us a call. Of course, right here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And I think it's unfortunate we're having problems. And today have been a day unparalleled. So the, our 3 o'clock guest didn't show up. Our 4 o'clock guest could only do half an hour. Our early morning guest didn't show up. So this has been a bad day. So we won't be at all adverse at all to you giving us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear what if you have any thoughts at all about what's going on in the world. But it looks to me, it looks to me very much as if, suddenly the situation over in Syria is going to trying to back away from this. And then I'm going to ask our producer if he'll simply call my son David and ask him if he could look into this. I check the number Rich will call our son David at 475-6651, 475-6651, or call Barbie and see if we can track this on down, because everybody wants you to talk to Butch Paul. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But it looks at least for temporarily they're going to back away from the attack on Syria.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4% to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Are you the first responder in your family? Not everyone has the courage, but you do, or you wouldn't be paying attention right now. You may have a weapon and are primed to protect, but do you have the right food stored to feed your family when the unexpected happens? Since 1970, the Freeze-Dry Guy stands ready, helping leaders like you be prepared with the finest freeze-dried foods, dehydrated foods, and emergency preparedness products. This includes high-protein food with real meat. It comes with a guaranteed 25-plus year shelf life, so this great-tasting food is ready to eat and enjoy when you are. And freezedryguy.com is ready to pay for shipping in the lower 48 states. Your loved ones gain from your strength and courage, but make sure they also have food when they need it most. Go to freezedryguy.com now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Be the first responder and last line of defense.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and this has been one of those days that you just wish didn't have it. Our early morning program guests forgot to show up. Our 3 o'clock guests forgot to show up. Our 4 o'clock guests could only do half an hour. And now our evening guests, for some reason, we're not getting. That's Pastor Butch Paul, and we were looking so much to having him as a guest. But give us a call if you have any question or comment. We're going to have to be doing open lines until we get a guest. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And so give us a call if you have a question or comment or something you'd like to talk about. But basically, of course, everything looked like there was going to be a major battle over there. Certainly, everything looked as if Hezbollah was going to be launching its 125,000 missiles at Israel. Israel certainly had their troops and their tanks massed on the Lebanon border. They still do. The State Department told Americans stationed in Lebanon to get out, either civilians or those affiliated with the embassy there. Certainly Iran had put out information. I told the various Iraqi or Parmi Shia, certainly militias in Iraq, that if certainly America was to attack Syria, that they should attack the American embassy there in Baghdad. And that's the largest embassy in the world. There are thousands of people there. Everything was all set. And then suddenly, of course, they're beginning to back away. They're beginning to back away. And it looks like now the Obama administration is looking for an out, saying, oh, well, if Assad will simply turn over all of his chemical weapons, why, everything will be fine. And certainly then, of course, they brought under international control. And then we'll forget all about all those people he supposedly killed. Well, I don't think Assad has killed anybody. We have been backing, the United States has been backing the rebels. They've killed 100,000 people, and their blood is on the hands of everybody in this audience who is not speaking out actively and trying to stop this senseless slaughter. We are financing the rebels who killed 100,000 people. Now, admittedly, we've had some help from the people over in in Saudi Arabia and some of the at Qatar. But basically, this is the three main sources of the financing for this. And basically, the American people are responsible, not for what they've done, but what they haven't done. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. It's open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now, we've got Tom calling from Spokane. Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I had a question for you. I don't know if you can answer it. I grew up as a Christian in the Calvary Chapel, and we haven't gone there for a long time, but I still check in on it every once in a while, and I'm shocked at the amount of scandals that have hit the Calvary Chapel movement over the last several years. And
well, tell me about the scandals, because I really don't know about them, Tom. What have the scandals been?
Numerous ones of infidelity, infighting. But it's all over the internet. But the one that bothers me the most is the one that came. There was a pedophile working in the Calvary's down in California, and they sent them from church to church, and then they sent the guy up here to Post Falls and Durant. There were several Calvaries, and not one of the pastors in any of the churches protected those children. Said, "These are my children." They were all aware of this guy's past. And I'm just shocked, and I'm just like going, "Are you kidding me?"
Well, let me tell you, Tom, the reason we have problems like this is because they've infiltrated our seminaries. They understand how important it is to destroy Christianity. They've infiltrated the seminaries, and many of our ministers don't even believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, nor do they believe that he is the only way. They believe there are lots of ways. Now, we've got a lot of good ministers out there. I'm not suggesting that all ministers are bad, but I am saying that basically they've infiltrated the church. And some of them are, frankly, infiltrators. Others simply have had an education that has undermined the basic tenets of the Christian faith. Until you understand, we're dealing with a conspiracy. And basically, they've infiltrated every aspect of our life. They control the media. They control certainly the major banks and the corporations. They control the government. But, of course, they understand how important it was to get their people into the churches. And they've really done that, both the Catholic and the Protestant churches. In fact, our good friend William Kennedy, who incidentally was found dead recently at his computer in his home at 49 years of age. But William Kennedy's book, Lucifer's Lodge, goes in, and he, of course, coming from a Catholic point of view, went into the perversion in the Catholic Church and certainly in the Catholic seminaries. It's a disturbing, very disturbing book. But I suspect they're doing the same thing in the Protestant churches.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's what I was wondering. I thought maybe since you're in California, you might have heard what the demise. They were pretty sound, and I've lost a lot of respect for that whole ministry now. If you want to look on the internet, you can just see scandal after scandal. There's just too many to mention.
Basically, it was Chuck Smith. I think he was the man who was behind that. And they threw his brother out of the church, and we've interviewed his brother many times. And really, he was heartbroken. He was a little older than Chuck. And they threw him out of the church because he insisted that Jesus Christ was the only way to salvation.
Yeah.
In fact, we even have carried for some time the book that he wrote, and we have a number of interviews, I think, with him.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought maybe that'd be something to look into. Why the demise of all these churches? And you've done such a good job over the years that it's just heartbreaking to see these things happening. But I guess it's also a sign of the time. So.
Well, it's just part of the spiritual battle that we're in. Basically, the enemies of Jesus Christ realize the importance of the structure of the church, and that's why they've infiltrated it, and they've done a pretty good job at changing the music and the message of the church and actually planting subversives within the ministry. They have people there who are there simply to disrupt our churches and to get into the churches, and they planted people in the churches. So if you have a minister who's up there and he's telling the truth, why, they'll get rid of him. Actually, we've had a number of ministers who've written to me, who've listened to our programs, who've tried to bring out the truth on in their churches, and there's been somebody planted there to turn the church against them and to get rid of them. This is the reality of what's going on today, which is why many ministers will not address these issues, even though they're good people. They're afraid to, because they know that they'll come under tremendous pressure if they tell the truth.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
Okay, anything else, Tom, before we let you go?
No, Dr. Sam. Thanks so much for your program.
God bless. Let's go to John calling us. We've got Pastor Butch Paul. John, I'm going to have to apologize, but we have to go to our regularly scheduled guest. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll get to you tomorrow. How's that?
Okay,
let's go to Pastor Butch Paul. And, Pastor Butch, thank you so very much for being with us.
Oh, it's an honor, Dr. Stan. It truly is. You're a living legend of what you've been trying to do for so many years. I'm honored to be with you, believe me.
Well, believe me, I appreciate so much what you're doing. And basically, if it wasn't for Pastor Butch and Chuck Christmeyer and Joyce, why, we wouldn't have the satellite coverage that we do 9 hours a day. But we're all in this together. We're a common core. There's a small group of people out there involved in alternative radio. Pastor Butch, why don't you tell our listeners how you got started and how you got started in talk radio, and then about your ministry?
All right. Thank you. I'll make it as short as possible. I was called to be a minister, a preacher, about 38 years ago, and gave in to be a preacher finally, and I was called to be a pastor. Not too long in that, I was called to go on a local radio station, one station, 50,000 watt FM station. Was on there for 3-4 years. Went off that, and I thought I was done with radio, but we gradually moved into with Jeff Baker and some others into radio on weekends and soon 5 nights a week. That's been over 20 and a half years ago now I've been doing this. And that's how we got started. That's how long I've been doing it. And at the ministry, this is a strictly Christian-based broadcast that I do 5 nights a week, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We cover all areas of life, all of it, from economics to spiritual to physical issues from a Christian viewpoint, because after all, our Creator is the ultimate authority. And if we look at everything from His eyes, it makes it much clearer to see what's happening, who's doing it, and what the future holds. And Dr. Stan, I got to tell you, the world is dark right now. And we as believers have got to let our light shine before men, because we are the only hope they have on this earth is to see Christ. We are disciples. If we do not speak the truth, stand for the truth, and minister to others with the same love He's ministered to us, we will have failed our Savior completely.
But you know, really, what a unique opportunity, what a privilege it is to have the opportunity to be on the radio, because you can speak to, you don't know how many people, but thousands of people, you know. And it's one thing in a church. It's another thing on the radio. You never know who you're going to reach. And sometimes people will just simply accidentally tune into your program. They do it by accident. And they may hear what you say, and simply your message may change their life forever. I know I've had people tell me that, and I'm sure you've had that same experience. But what a privilege it is that God has given us this opportunity to have a voice on the airwaves.
Well, it's a privilege, a great privilege, an honor, and a great responsibility also to do this, because we know that we're accountable for what we say. And the last chapter of Hebrews, he tells me as a pastor that I have to give account for the souls of the people that I minister to. Dr. Stan, that scares me straight, so to speak. I'm very cautious about what I do and how I do it. And I try to be a servant that will glorify our Heavenly Father, edify the church, and reach others that need Christ. That's what we're here for.
And of course, basically, Chris, when you do what Butch and I do, I mean, sometimes people will call in to be very antagonistic. And how do you handle those? Well, basically, of course, I can do a pretty good job debating and putting them down. But does that honor God if I come out on top? But God isn't coming out on top. And so basically, when you have this voice, you have to use it wisely. You have to put your ego in, because this is one of the hardest things for me. And I think, I don't know about you, Butch, but
anyway,
put my ego behind and just speak out the truth in love and let them have their say and let them attack us, but then try very kindly to remedy the situation at the end. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Butch Paul.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Butch agrees with me that it would appear that the Obama administration is going to try to back away from an attack on Syria right at the present time, because this really is not about Syria. It's about Iran. And basically, General Wesley Clark had said, I think it was back in 2003, and you can look this up on the Internet, that he was told, certainly just before we went into Iraq or just as we were going into Iraq, that one of the other generals said, look, we already have the directive, and this is all about taking out Iraq and taking out Iran and taking out Lebanon and taking out Libya and taking out Syria and Somalia and Syria and Sudan, I think it was, Syria and Somalia. But basically, he named seven countries that basically everything was laid out. We were going to go to war. We were going to replace the governments there. And that was in 2003. And Wesley Clark, to his credit, actually made this statement publicly. You can read it up on the Internet. I think there's even a YouTube where he talks about it. So basically, of course, all this talk about, oh, Assad, you know, and the certainly the chemical weapons, that was just an excuse to go in and certainly take out Syria. We've already taken out Egypt and Tunisia, and we've taken out Libya, and we've taken Iraq out, although it looks to me like more and more that the Shia Muslims are taking over there in Iraq. We've taken out Afghanistan. Basically, we are simply remaking the map of the Middle East. And right now they may back away, but you can be sure they'll come back again. Because as Pastor Bush says, and I believe he's absolutely right, this is all prophetic. And basically we know that these things are going to come to pass, even which countries are going to be involved. Because if you read certainly Isaiah 17 and Isaiah 19 and Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's the whole story is there, Psalm 83. But you go right ahead, Pastor Bush.
Well, you're covering quite well, Dr. Stan. We live in perilous times, just as prophesied in 2 Timothy 3. Very perilous times, dangerous times. Times of massive moral collapse, total erosion of anything that we grew up knowing as right and wrong. The mind control of this system, of this nation, and the whole world, but I'm talking about America now, through the public fool system, I call it, and through the other ways they've done us down, the media, mass media, ABC, CNN, CBS, all of these. Are dumbing the people down. Of course, the entertainment industry not only dumbs them down, it perverts their morals. All you have to do is to watch Miley Cyrus on a YouTube, what she did at some kind of music awards, talk about pure filth and decadence. I'm a little whore. That's just the way it is. So this is what we're seeing today. No embarrassment. known businessman at all, Kim Kardashian, was married to a man, got pregnant by another man, and they made a big deal out of it. She said, oh, Kim Kardashian had a baby, and all they made a heroine out of her. A woman the Bible calls a whore. They made a heroine out of her. We have men and women come saying that they're hope that they're perverted. They're homosexuals. They're sodomites. They're lesbians. And then now they're celebrities and people are proud of. This I know is planned by the Illuminati. I know this is planned for the learned elders of Zion protocols to disrupt the morals of the people from the communist platform to destroy the morals of the youth. They've done it. It's almost completely finished. And if anybody doesn't believe that, just walk out into the streets and watch them. Just watch children get on off the school buses. Watch how they act. Well, listen to what they say. Watch how they dress. And tell me that the morals are not basically gone. Now, Dr. Stan, that's a sad thing to have to say. But I'm old enough to see this nation change. It was far from perfect when I was a young boy. I was born in 1948, just turned 65 this past Saturday. And I know it was far gone in 1940. But compared to the day, the 1950 was an angelic time, was it not?
It was an entirely different world when I was growing up, because I'm about 21 years older than you are. I'm 84, but be that as it may, the important thing is that they've destroyed the Christian foundation of this country. And they just announced today that here in California now, gay prisoners are going to be allowed to marry their gay lovers. The only restriction is they can't also be prisoners as well. They'll probably change that before long. They can give them mutual cells so they can consummate their marriage. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Pastor Butz, give us a call. But let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, as what Thomas Jefferson said, and you've heard it before and you're going to hear it again, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberties of our the nation be secure when we have rejected the concept that these liberties come from God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. And I fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country very, very soon. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're just talking about the fact that America is a post-Christian nation. People don't like to talk about that, but it's absolutely true. America was a Christian nation. Not that everybody had to be Christian, but the foundation of our nation was Christian. Just as certainly the foundation of Egypt was Muslim. Everybody didn't have to be a Muslim. They had Christians there. 10% of the population was Christians. Of course, now that America has intervened and has certainly replaced the existing government, they've driven the Christians out. In fact, we are supporting the people who are killing Christians all across the world. We are supporting the rebels in Syria who are killing and raping the Christians and burning their towns down. And that is your tax money at work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And where is the outcry from our religious leaders? And it's deafening in its silence. Pastor Boots, before we go on, we do have a caller, but I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and get your information. And then if you have any more calls out there, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Bruce, hang on there, but Pastor Boots, tell people how they can get in touch with you, get in touch with your ministry, and get certainly the regular publication you put out.
All right, folks, you can go to our website is pastorboots.com or pastorboots.us, both the same site. Tons of information there. You can listen to our broadcast there, but you can also listen to our broadcast nightly at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern on GCNLive.com. That's Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, five nights a week. I'm on the radio trying to reach people and tell the truth. We also offer a magazine when we can afford to publish it. They're quite expensive, about $2,500 a month to publish this. We offer a magazine, it's the Minuteman News. It is packed. I mean completely packed. Dr. Stan, you receive it, don't you?
I do, and it's a great, great magazine. We really appreciate it, and thank you so much for sending it.
Now, folks, you can get that by calling 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. We'll be honored to send you a sample copy. Just call that number. You can call it now if you like. Leave your name and address, but please leave it very slowly and spell the hard word because sometimes the phone's cut out. We can't hear well on the phone. It's 800-777-4403. Be prepared, folks, to be shocked. And everything in that magazine is documented and it's provable.
And it's excellent. We always look forward to reading it, and certainly they do an excellent job. And you need to have alternative means of getting information because you can't believe what you read in the major newspapers. You can't believe what you hear on television, and you can't believe what you hear
Amen.
On mainline radio. Fortunately, we have alternative radio. And that's what Pastor Boots and I and a few others do. Well, let's go to Bruce, who's calling us. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Hi. Hello, Bruce.
Pastor Paul, is that his name, or Paul?
Yes. Boots. Pastor Boots Paul.
Yes.
Pastor Boots
now,
Paul.
Does his program come on WWCR after Melody Cederstrom? I don't think I've ever heard him before. I've heard him mentioned, but I don't remember hearing his program.
Well, yeah, please, you can get him on Genesis. He's on Genesis.
He's in live. You can get me on WWCR on two frequencies, Bruce, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern on 3215 and 7520.
So that would be after Melody Cedar's program, I believe.
Yeah, that'll be 9 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Okay. I had a question about the signs of the time. I was watching the news, and they interviewed Elisha Cummings from the House and Dianne Feinstein from the Senate, and they both are getting overwhelming calls against meddling in Syria, but the two had different responses. Mr. Cummings said he had to respect his people and their wishes, and Dianne Feinstein said she knew more than her people because she's on the intelligence.
Well, of course, Dianne Feinstein is a member of the Trilateral, or was a member of the Trilateral Commission. She is an active member of the Council on Foreign Relations. You can go to their website, and you can actually get a membership. Basically, she's part of a subversive organization, and her loyalty is not to America, but to the internationalist dream. And she is a subversive person, and she should be replaced. I think she should be indicted and tried for crimes, because she's sworn to uphold our Constitution, and she is intent upon destroying it. Does that answer your question, Bruce?
Yeah, there's half a dozen of them or so. I would agree with that, too. But here's the sign of the time. Now, my political memory goes back to the 60s. I remember a lot of things, dump the hump, you know, all the way with LBJ, all that stuff. I started paying attention in the 60s. But you two guys, you must go back to the 50s or even 40s. Do you ever remember a time when the overwhelming majority of the American people were for or against something? I mean, more than two-thirds, and Congress ignored them.
Well, want to comment on that, Pastor Butch?
Well, Bruce, in my lifetime, I've seen the will of the people being ignored more and more. I'm sure it happened when I grew up in the 50s and 60s, but it's gotten much, much worse, because we no longer have an independent Congress or an independent president. These people are controlled. They're puppets. As a whole, they're all controlled. They're either compromised in some way or they're bought off in some way. But that is what's happening. So, no, that is we have very little power or influence anymore on the Congress or Senate unless they're told to act in our direction. And I believe that to be true. Not all of them, but most of them have to be directed by someone will say higher than us and pay attention to. Does that stand that bad truth?
Well, I think it has been certainly in the past, and they have their call girls who go out and seduce a lot of the congressmen. That's what happened to John Boehner, and basically the reason, of course, that the House Majority Leader, the House Speaker of the House, is certainly going along with Obama is because of his sexual escapades. Then anybody can check that out. Fortunately, we have the internet, and basically you'll find out that basically the Inquirer has all the details about his affair with this very, very attractive lobbyist, but his information is being suppressed by the mainline media. Why? So that they can control Boehner. If the information got back into his district, why, he would certainly be lose his next election. Not only that, but if it got back to the general membership of the House of Representatives, they'd vote him out. So basically, they do control a lot of the congressmen. But right now, of course, there is such overwhelming feeling on the part of our people that a lot of the congressmen who ordinarily would certainly go along with the establishment are saying, look, if I go along with that, I'm going to lose the next election. I mean, we have such an overwhelming response on the part of the American people, and I'm proud of them, calling and writing and emailing their congressmen, that a lot of the congressmen are going against what they're being told by the establishment. I think this is an exciting time because I haven't seen this happen before. What are your thoughts on that, Pat Butch?
Well, I do believe that there's a lot of truth in, because the people, I said 90% of them, do not want this war. So I do believe the elected officials are a little bit scared on this. I truly do. And I think this has gone this way. I believe the elected officials are letting this happen this way because Obama actually doesn't want to go to war now. I don't believe he really wants to, because he's looking for a way out. People don't want us. And maybe this time we did sway him a little bit, Bruce. Maybe we did sway him enough to make a difference this time. If the people will speak up, if they would spoke up years ago, we wouldn't have had abortion. We wouldn't have had homosexuality. We wouldn't have had anything made legal. But this people as a whole are quiet. But this time, because we're war-weary, I wrote an article a year or two ago entitled America, a Victim of War. We have destroyed everything around us, especially our young people, through war. And that's just a sad situation. But the people are getting tired of it. The soldiers don't want to go, and I don't blame them.
And basically, I will tell you, there's tremendous opposition with our military for this war. So basically, I think that because of the internet, I think because of alternative radio, and maybe God's intervening in this, but I think that for the first time in a long period, why the establishment is really concerned. They're saying, trust us. Why won't you trust us? And they suddenly realize that people don't trust them anymore. Hey, we're going to have to let you go, Bruce. Hey, God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
And let's go to Jim, who's calling. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Before I begin with the question, Dr. Stan, isn't this president who had a platform of, you know, getting out of war and staying out of war and bringing us back to financial stability, isn't he doing a wonderful job? I mean, honestly, this guy, I don't know how he got elected in the first place, and I hate to say that, but we must be complete morons for putting him in the second time. Now,
no, but I think that they rigged the election. That is why they had all this big scandal about General Petraeus. Instead of talking about all the voting irregularity, there was a tremendous amount of voting irregularity, and it was totally suppressed. Nobody talks about it. But go ahead, Jim.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. As far as Syria, something really smells with this. this something really, really smells. First of all, let me make this point.
Well, I mean, basically, we do have a guest, and Pastor Bush is
here. Pastor Paul, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine there.
Okay, well, for a president, my main point is this. Tell me where I'm wrong here. For a president who had the guts to go in and take and understand the situation about where Osama bin Laden was and go in there and take him out and make a statement, if you will, and to do it the way he did, we are all proud of him, etc. Why does he not, or why did he not? He has put us in a no-win situation, and I would hate to be an Israeli right now because, well, I have my opinion on what's really going to go down, and it's not going to be good for the Israelis. But anyway, why wouldn't Obama, as in, like, a long time ago, right, when he found out that there's chemical weapons, being that he's just going to go in there anyway, he doesn't care about any vote with Congress, he's going to go in there anyway. And that being the case, why didn't he just go in after finding out that there's chemical weapons, make a statement and then go on the air and explain to the world what he did and why he did it.
Right, fine. Pastor Bush, how would you address Jim's question? In other words, basically, Obama had the courage to go in and supposedly get Osama bin Laden and then tell us what he'd done afterwards. Why, when he found out that they had chemical weapons in Syria, didn't he just go ahead and go in and take them out and then tell us what he'd done? Why? What's the difference between the Osama bin Laden situation and certainly this issue with the chemical weapons in Syria? How would you respond to him?
Well, first off, I do not think he took out Osama bin Laden. I do not believe that at all.
I agree with you totally. Go ahead.
But anyway, with the chemical weapons, and I don't know how, if you research this, I'm just going to the internet and Jim, and check this out. You can find it. The chemical weapons we supplied to the rebels. We supplied them to the rebels. The rebels put those out, not Assad. The rebels did put those out there, the ones that killed the 1,400 or so people with them, or whatever amount was killed. Now, this isn't made by the rebels. You can find this on the internet. Type in the rebels admit use of weapons, chemical weapons. It shows them talking about it. So Obama knew about it because we gave them to him. That's why he didn't go in right away. He went in when he thought the opportune time would be to attack the Syrian government and take it down, as we did in Iraq and Libya and other places, to cause to ferment a revolutionary war, a civil war, and then take down the leaders as we replace them with their own leaders. That's why he didn't go in, because we can give him to him. He knew about that a long time ago.
All right. Does that answer your question, Jim? Let me basically tell you what I think. Obama certainly does what he is told to do. First of all, the takedown of Osama bin Laden was as phony as a $3 bill. Did you see any pictures of Osama bin Laden's dead body? Do we have any verification that they really certainly took him and then dumped him into the Indian Ocean? Basically, why was it that certainly almost every member of that SEAL Team 6 team is now dead?
Yeah.
I mean, basically, that's his story. It's as phony as a $3 bill. Osama bin Laden was on dialysis back in 2003, when he was on dialysis when we went to war with Afghanistan. What was that, 2001?
Yeah.
So basically, I do not believe that he was he survived. He'd been dead for many years. We'd heard this repeatedly. But this whole thing, most of our reality is created by the people who control the media. So I don't think that Osama bin Laden did that. I think he did that as a diversion for something else. But Obama does exactly what he's told to do. There's a little clique that controls him. I call him the Brotherhood of Darkness. And basically, the reason he didn't do it is because they didn't tell him to. If they told him to do it, he would do it. And if he did it on without their permission, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. Hey, we got to let you go. But Pastor Butz, you go ahead, because we want to get your thoughts out to our listeners. Go ahead. What are your thoughts, and what should people be doing today? And what does the future hold?
Well, I'm not a prophet, obviously, but one thing that I learned with the military, and I was in Moore's Code. You know what Moore's Code is? That's not been around for a while, really, but that's what I did. I'm a Vietnam-era vet, and what I did basically was some of the more important positions I did. I tracked the MiG, the Russian MiG, during the Vietnam War with Morse code. And the way I learned to tell, to find those MiGs was, of course, is when they started seeing them, I would holler at the direction finder, they're up, and he'd come out and he'd get a bearing on those MiGs. From my position, he knew the direction they were in. They would call two more sites around the world and have them triangulate those jets. We could pinpoint where they were. I learned from Scripture, the Scripture being the main being, the one that points us in the right direction, the most important being, and then I take history, then I take current events as cross beams, and looking at history of nations, and looking at current events of nations and America, we can tell almost precisely where we are in time. Now, when I say in time, I don't mean 5 years left, 20 years, I don't know that. But I know that what's going on, I can see in time where we are in prophecy. But Dr. Stan, we are living in a time that's amazing. We're watching the complete beast system being inaugurated in our lifetime to track and trace and probe and control the people. Now with Obamacare, they'll take care of they'll do that through the medical facilities. They'll let those die that don't want to live. These things are phenomenal. What's happened to America, a once free republic, a godly republic, in 200 and some odd years, 240 years, has allowed itself to be turned into a complete totalitarian state where you and I basically have very little authority over anything. We don't control our paycheck. We don't control. We have to have a license to get married, a license to travel, a license to do anything else. We're just tracked and traced. This is what happened to America because the people become apathetic and ignorant. Hosea 4:6, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge.
And basically, if we don't take America back, why, we're going to lose this country. We're going to lose our freedom. And the only way we're going to take it back is if there's a great spiritual revival, because the other side realizes that freedom comes from God, and that's why they had to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. As John Adams said, our system of government was made for a moral and religious
right.
people that wouldn't work for any other. Our government was made for a moral and religious people. Do you really think we're a moral and religious people today? We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Butz Baugh to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Butch, one more time, I want you to get out that telephone number, and Pastor Butch says that if you want to talk to him, call, and if you can't reach him, leave your number, he'll call you back.
Yes.
One more time, what's the telephone number?
Sure, 800-777-4403, 9 to 4 Eastern. Someone will answer, it'll be a live person answer. Tell me you want to talk to me about something, and I will call you back.
One more time, the telephone number.
800-777-4403.
God bless you. Thank you for
everything
you do. We look forward to having you back in the not-too-distant future.
Okay.
God bless. Good night. Okay, fine. That was Pastor Butch Bond. Ladies and gentlemen, it is vitally important that you understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. Unfortunately, we have people like Pastor Butch and Joyce and certainly John Leffler and the others are out there. But Pastor Butch does an excellent job, has excellent publication, and he loves the Lord, and his goal is to bring as many people into that personal relationship as we can. And I really believe certainly one of the most significant things I've seen in a long period of time is that suddenly the establishment is having to back down. Do not believe for one minute this is Barack Obama backing down. Barack Obama is simply a front for the power structure, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, that tells Barack Obama and told George W. Bush and told Bill Clinton before that and George Herbert Walker Bush and Reagan, yes, even President Reagan, he had to turn after all, when suddenly the son of one of George Herbert Walker Bush's closest friends, when he tried to kill President Reagan, President Reagan got the message, turned the running of the White House over to George Herbert Walker Bush, because it was the friend of one of George Herbert Walker Bush's closest friends who tried to kill Ronald Reagan. We never talk about that, but understand Barack Obama is doing what he's told to do, and at this time, the establishment is frantic. They've never run into a situation where the American people standing up united, and they're united because of people like Pastor Butch Paul being out there on the front lines and others at the end because of the availability of the internet, and because it doesn't make sense that we would get involved in another major war in the Middle East. Now, I think it's coming. I don't know how they're going to do it. They'll probably come up with a false flag. flag operation of some sort. But right now, at least, we have a little time for you to begin making your prayers in preparation, Sydney, for the difficult times that lie ahead. If you haven't heard our talk, Ambassador Henry Cooper's talk on the threat of an EMP attack, or a 4CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the book we carry, A Nation Forsaken, on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get this information. You certainly need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on the Agenda 21, but go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And look at all the 4 tape sets and 4 CD sets and videos and DVDs and books we offer there. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope that you'll perhaps even want to think about getting some of the things we carry. We have a line of health products, whether it be curcumin or magnesium or iodine. And certainly all of these things, because we carry something called iodorol, vitamin D3, multivitamins, vitamin C. So many things we carry, prostate support, and basically most men over 60 really need this, and basically certainly immune support. If you'd like a list of all the various health products we carry that you should be taking, because believe me, we take them, I take them, Barbara takes them, and we're both in pretty good health considering our age. You'd never know how old Barbara is if you looked at her. She just has amazing, amazing beauty. But anyway, or if you'd like to get a list of the health products, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll certainly listen to our programs on the Internet if you can't get them on your local radio stations. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in a minute with Barry Shamish right here at Radio Liberty. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Barry Shamish, who is, of course, is an Israeli citizen. He's been an investigative reporter there for 30 years, but because, of course, he was getting very, very close to the heart of darkness and exposing corruption, there were threats against his life. He was forced to come to America. But, of course, their loss is our gain. But, of course, Barry still has all sorts of contacts over in Israel. And this is so much of the center of what's going on. And basically, of course, a week ago, we were sure that the war was coming. Now, of course, because of the tremendous opposition, not only from the American people and from Congress, and certainly from the Arab League and from the certainly the European Union, and certainly from England, and now increasingly from France. Why, of course, it looks like that certainly Barack Obama is seriously considering suddenly backing away. Now, this is not to mean there's going to be peace in that area. It may mean that we'll have at least a temporary respite. But we're going to get Barry Goldwater's, Barry Shamish's idea. Barry Shamish's idea on what's going on, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Syria, what's happening in Lebanon. Barry, you pick up the story.
Right. I'm sorry to tell you, but Barry Goldwater died.
I know. No, this is Barry Shamish.
Thank you. All right. It's not a happy story, and you're taking this very optimistic view, which I'd like to believe, but I don't. Let me give you a little background, all right? Now, I'm going to start with media that, as a rule, I trust, and I trust these articles. Stratcor, if you know it, I believe it's British. They are pretty reliable. Now, they did quite an article on the Free Syrian Army. By the way, that's FSA, and I'm not going to go through this every time. I'll say FSA, and you'll know it. What they say is that it's composed of over 80,000 foreign insurgents. And
I think it's so important, Barry. What you're pointing out is that this so-called civil war is not a civil war. This is an invasion. A lot of these are professional mercenaries or criminals or whatever they would be, people that they get to go there and fight. But this is not the rising up of the Syrian people. This is a army that we're financing, and we've killed 100,000 people. America and Saudi Arabia and certainly Qatar have financed this army that has killed 100,000 people. And the blood of every one of those children who had died is on the hands of the American people who are not speaking out. Go right ahead, Barry.
Boy, I couldn't. I was going to get to that, but I was going to prove it. But okay.
Well, you go ahead and prove it. I feel very deeply about this. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't blame you. And I feel deeply for different reasons. What's going to happen to Israel if this attack takes place is going to be an annihilation. Should I wait till the music ends?
No, go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Look, this draft card analysis breaks down the foreign, well, call them rebels if you want to. It's an invading army. You're right about that. Okay. Now, I have statistics to go through, but I don't think I have the time now, do I?
Well, no, we don't. We'll get them in just a moment. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. And Barry, of course, is talking about the report that comes out of England from one of these intelligence agencies talking about this army, this rebel army that we're financing, that's killing all those civilians over there, that's killing all those helpless children.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Are you the first responder in your family? Not everyone has the courage, but you do, or you wouldn't be paying attention right now. You may have a weapon and are primed to protect. But do you have the right food stored to feed your family when the unexpected happens? Since 1970, the Freeze-Dry Guy stands ready, helping leaders like you be prepared with the finest freeze-dried foods, dehydrated foods, and emergency preparedness products. This includes high-protein food with real meat. It comes with a guaranteed 25-plus year shelf life, so this great-tasting food is ready to eat and enjoy when you are. And freezedryguy.com is ready to pay for shipping in the lower 48 states. Your loved ones gain from your strength and courage, but make sure they also have food when they need it most. Go to freezedryguy.com now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Be the first responder and last line of defense.
Back here in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Barry Shamish, and he just came up with some amazing statistics of who makes up the Free Syrian Army, and then who makes up, of course, Assad's army. What do they call Assad's army? What's the name of that one?
The Syrian Army.
The Syrian Army. Okay, fine. Now, basically, tell us, once again, I want to tell our listeners, because I want them all to hear this, who makes up the Free Syrian Army? This is the rebels that, of course, we are financing. Who are these people, and how many are there?
Heck, let's go over this again to repeat. Now, of the 80,000 plus, 15,000 are Syrian Sunnis who defected, but well, I believe them. What the heck? They've been executed down to the last man practically.
In other words, basically all the Sunnis who defected to the Free Syrian Army have been executed?
That's what it says here. Okay. The Chechen intelligence group executed them. Look, this is a crazy system. I'm quoting, I'm not making this up. 20,000 are from Iraq, Egypt, and Libya. 20,000 are Saudis, Yemenites, and Sudanese. And here are the real butchers, real experience. 25,000 are Chechens are the group knocking off the Sunnis. All right, they're there for that. 25,000 are Chechens, Bosnians, Kosovans, and Pakistanis.
So basically what you're saying, there's about 80,000 then people then in the Free Syrian Army, is that right?
Yeah, but we're going to get to even more, by the way.
Okay, go ahead.
But this is one report, but again...
And basically, these are the people that we are financing with your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. We're financing this foreign army that has invaded, that killed 100,000 Syrian civilians, and where's the outcry from the American people? Well, football season should go. Maybe after football season, we'll get concerned. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I'm waiting till the end of football season, but in the meantime, Turkey... Now, remember, that's the Northern Front. Let's just say they have their own agenda. Now, according to this report, Erdogan, well, they call him a slime monster, okay? Islamic radical, the works. He's got a neo-Ottoman revival agenda.
And who is he? Are you talking about Gulen or are you talking about the...
Erdogan, he's the leader of Turkey.
Okay, fine. The current demand that was Gulen put in power there. Go ahead.
He was elected. There were elections, and he was elected the Turkish prime minister. look, forget all that. He is supposedly America's ally to the north, where all kinds of armies are getting ready to attack. His idea is a Turkish revival, a neo-Ottoman revival.
This, of course, then is the current gentleman who is actually the president or premier of Turkey. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. That's the Strathcore report.
Now, basically, how many people are there in the Syrian army?
400,000.
400,000 in the Syrian army. Okay. And so some of those are Hezbollah as well?
No.
Hezbollah is fighting with the Free Syrian Army, with the Syrian army.
Oh, we're getting all mixed up here. All right. Hezbollah is separate. Iran is separate.
Okay.
Look, Assad's got allies, but they're not the Syrian army. All right. Hezbollah is very separate. They're running operations out of Lebanon, but they are not part of the Syrian army. Let's not get confused here. Assad is not alone. All right.
All right. He's had support from Iran. He has support from China. He has support from Russia. He has support from Hezbollah. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that would be fair to say. All right. All right. Let's go on to the next part of the operation. And again, this report comes from, I think it's the biggest French news, Le Figaro. First or second, it's a very respected outlet. Now, they wrote, well, if this is true, and again, it's not a lousy source, Le Figaro, but if what I'm about to read to you is accurate, it means that Obama is running another war, an unsanctioned war. I don't know why he's going to Congress. He's already running a war. This is straight. Look, this is straight from Le Figaro. The translation is the best, but I'm going to read it. All right. According to our information, of course, that's Le Figaro, the regime's opponents, supervised by Jordanian, Israeli, and American commandos, moved towards Damascus on August 17th. The second wave of attacks was August 19th.
Now, weren't there a lot, of course, people from this Free Syrian Army along with that? People had been trained. These are mercenaries who are moving along with us?
No.
Was this just a CIA operation?
Basically. Okay. Basically. All right. Again, to start, this is not the Free Syrian Army. These are commandos. And they're being trained in Jordan. And they have been trained. Look, the first group on August 17th were only 300 men, all right? And on, I guess, August 19th, a similar 300 men, they were trained. Now, look, I know about American training. I'm not sure about Israeli and Jordanian commandos training these Syrian commandos. I don't know. This is what is being claimed in black and white in Le Figaro. All right?
And what document is this you're reading from?
Straight from Le Figaro, the report.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Look, I'm going to repeat again. August 17th, 300 commandos trained, I would say, by the United States. I mean, they've been in Jordan for a while now. Israelis could help. Jordanian commandos, who knows, but I'd say primarily the United States. On August 17th and 19th, about 600 of them they went for Damascus. They left Jordan and went for Damascus. The bombings, again, August 21st was the nerve gas bombing. Now, what Le Figaro, this is where they admit they're not positive, I believe. They hedged, all right? According to military sources, the Americans don't want to put troops on Syrian soil, So are army rebels controlled by radical Islamists? That is from Le Figaro, that the Americans know darn well that these are radical Islamists. And again, you know what? I'm going to say something. I think you were right. A quote, I think that the, now this is ASL and not the FSL, the Free Syrian FSA. ASL is probably French for this. What they said is the training camp was set up to train the ASL, and then they say Free Syrian Army and handpick them. Yeah, I think you were right. I think if they are training a branch of the Free Syrian Army who the Americans know are radical Islamists. Now here, look, again, I'm going to quote, this attack could explain the possible use, I repeat, possible, of the Syrian president of chemical weapons on August 21st. And here they hedge their bets. There's no proof. That's the problem. And do I think that this group of American armed with rockets, by the way, set off the missiles, the nerve gas? You bet I do. That's my guess. All right? Now, nobody knows, but I saw a Saad on TV tonight. He said, why hasn't somebody done proper investigation and prove we did it? He's got a point there. I think it was this group on the Jordanian border, primarily trained by the Americans who set off the nerve gas. That's what I think. There, I said it. But I don't know. But that's what I would guess from this little report from France. Now, it goes on.
What happened then to the 600 commandos that they sent in?
Well, they don't say the adventures. These are Islamists. They went in probably to shoot off nerve gas. That would be my guess. Again, I'm going to go on with Le Figaro's report.
Okay.
That would be my guess. That's why on the 21st, look, they got in on the 19th. On the 21st was the nerve gas attack. I don't view that as entirely coincidental. All right? Leave it at that. And by the way, all the brightest minds of the American media and of Washington, they couldn't put that together. Oops, I hear the music.
You go ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
What the Figaro claims is what they're trying to do is bomb the heck out of Syria so that the balance of power changes to their allies. And that's why the United States deployed in June to Jordan Patriot batteries and F-16 jets. Straight from Le Figaro.
Okay. And basically, Chris, the war will continue as long as America is intent upon toppling the Saud's government. And basically, of course, I think this is a prelude to a war with Iran. We'll just have to wait and see. And we'll get Barry's thoughts on that in just a minute. When we get back from this very, very brief break, we'll be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud gathers.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, Sadiq Berry was just saying that the sod was on the television on PBS this evening, and he was at the, if he said, if a Syria is attacked, why America can expect anything or everything. And basically, of course, Berry feels that they will certainly, if we attack Israel, why is, by the way, if we attack Syria, Syria will attack certainly Israel, and basically they have a nuclear plant, they have all sorts of chemical plants, and certainly between Syria and the Hezbollah and Lebanon, there are well over 100,000 missiles, and all of those...
There's more than 100,000 just in Syria.
Right.
Add another 50,000 Hezbollah, and who knows what Hamas has got. Look...
And basically, of course, what Barry is saying is that if we attack Syria, why, of course, all hell could break loose over there with disastrous effects, certainly upon on Israel. Go right ahead.
I took him very seriously. All right. Look, my sister said her son-in-law, my niece's husband, is an expert on missiles. And he says they're not going to happen. Oh, my Lord in heaven. I was in the anti-aircraft unit of the Israeli Air Force. I shot missiles. There's nothing you can do to stop a massive missile attack. Oh, come on. In 2006, Hezbollah shot a crummy 40,000. They completely... Well, everyone left northern Israel. They got the hell out of their houses. In Sderot, Hamas can shoot off missiles. There's no way to stop them. And I said to her, make sure you have a shelter, make sure you have gas masks. That's completely. She said, we'll maybe need them in a few years. What are you going to do when what are you going to do with that kind of thinking? I couldn't do anything about it. My friend Tova, I spoke to her, and believe me, this is a woman who's a lot wiser politically than my sister. She doesn't have a gas mask. I said, Tova, what are you talking about? She said, Ehud Barak, he was the defense minister, ordered them taken back a few years ago. And we gave ours back, and I said, well, get another one. Look, 40% of Israel doesn't have them. And the Israeli government took them back, and they didn't re-release them. They're deluded and they're going to be in for an awful shock, or they're not deluded and they don't have a mask and they're going to be in for an awful shock. It's a first-class mess. This is at the ground level. This is at people I know level. It's going to be awful. But let's go back to the reactions. And this is incredible in a way from the leaders, the peace leaders of Israel. They're panicking. They're scrambling for cover now. All in 1 week. Now, I'm going to give you the latest one, the former IDF commander. You may not know Uzi Dayan, but General Uzi Dayan, he's got a Facebook page, and my goodness, he said, guess what? He announced this week that we have no one to rely upon except for God and our troops.
And for our listeners, don't mix that up with Moshe Dayan. This is Ishi Dayan. Is that right?
No, it's Uzi Dayan.
Uzi Dayan, okay.
They're not related.
Right.
There are a lot of Dayans. It means a judge. All right, now, then he goes on. What a mixed message. He says, on the one hand, he's backing Obama's decision. He attacked Obama, really, for not bombing Syria. And then he says, but Israel should continue with its sensible policies and refrain from entering the Syrian morass. Now, come on. That's two different messages, all in the same little blog. He said, now here is his conclusion. Again, former IDF General Uzi Dayan. Here is his strategic conclusion. Are you ready? Do we have time?
You go right ahead.
He paraphrased the famous, if I am not for myself, who will be for me? I believe that's from Herzl. But what he says to his, all right, quote, and to my fellow brothers in Israel, I say, return the gas masks to storage, regain our senses, rebuild our society and country. What is he talking about? Return gas masks to storage. What? Does regain our senses and rebuild
our
society.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dr. Stan and Barry is simply saying that we're going to have a very, very busy week ahead of us and the developments in Israel over there and certainly what's happening in Syria and in Lebanon. Go right ahead and tell us the background of what's going to be happening this next week or so, Barry.
Oh, no, I'm going back to where I was. I don't know what's going to be happening this week, but I do know that Israel, the peacemakers, are going nuts. They're panicking. Now, Yossi Beilin, who ran Oslo.
That was the Oslo meeting where this Oslo agreement.
No, it was the Oslo Accord.
Oslo Accord, okay.
The peace. Brought the PLO to Israel, whatever. Again, this is a subject for another time if we have to discuss Oslo. Let's just call it peace. Beilin, along with Ron Pundak and Yair Hirschfeld, brought us the Oslo peace. And Beilin, really.
And basically, what year was that about?
I know what year that was about. It was the year that George Bush told Rabin in 92 to make a deal with the PLO, and the next year they were in Oslo.
All right, fine. So it's 13 years, pardon me, 11 years ago. Go ahead.
93, it was signed
93, okay, go ahead. So we're talking about almost 20 years ago then.
Yeah, it was signed 94.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
It was signed in... it was announced in August 94 and signed in the fall of that year. But again, let's not get lost. These are the peacemakers knowing they're going to lose. They're going to lose their country, and they all know it. Now they're running for cover and saying it wasn't our fault. That's what's going on. And to me, that's incredibly significant. What and by the way, Beilin, look, he should have been put on trial at a minimum. Maximum, since there's no legal system in Israel whatsoever, he should have been strung up. About 2,000 Jews lost their lives, not to mention how many were wounded after Oslo. But what he's saying is that the chaos going on in Egypt, well, that wasn't a fault of peace. No, sirree, it was the fault of the Egyptian army who, well, they had elections, and the real winner was Mubarak's last prime minister, that's Ahmad Shafi. But the army was so afraid of the radicalism of the Muslim Brotherhood, which, by the way, is now coming up left and right, that, wow, Obama's brother funneled money to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. That Obama family is so tied up with this Muslim Brotherhood, their allies in Egypt. The army put Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood in power. In fact, they lost the election by about 3%. And according to Bailyn, it was the exact reversal of what happened. But darn that Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood, here's Bailyn's quote, he was such an amateur. He was incapable of managing anything. And, well, that amateur ruined the rigged victory. Look, it's just more justification for the collapsing Middle East. Now, what I want to stress is Egypt is different than Syria. Now, what happened in Egypt should have worked better, except the army they're putting on trial. Well, I'm not going to go through Mohammed El Bouridei, who arrived from George Soros' crisis group on the second day of the Egyptian spring to negotiate for the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, this whole thing is rigged. It's awful. But Morsi is going to be tried for incitement to murder. And Bailyn must be just thrilled. And by the way, Mohammed El Bouridei on the 19th stands trial as well. The Egyptians are fighting the Americans and the CFR with all their heart and soul. They are in for a long civil war. It's going to be years before they can get control of that, but at least they're in the right direction. Now, what I heard tonight from Assad, well, first of all, he did something kind of amazing in a way. He said he was going to give the Russians access to his chemical weapons, and they'll watch them. And look, it's not the greatest deal in the world. You have to accept the Russians as fair brokers, and it's a mess. But he said the same thing that the Egyptian army is saying. The whole thing is the Americans are behind it. And what he said about the bombing with chemical weapons, he said the Americans, the terrorists, the Americans back, they were responsible. You know what? Until you can prove otherwise, I buy that as much as they did.
In other words, basically what he is saying is the Americans were behind this terrorist attack and the release of the gas, not the Syrian army. It was the Americans who were responsible for killing those 1,400 people. Is that it?
Yep. And again, you don't have proof of either yet. You may never have proof. So why blame Assad? Now, this interviewer was stupid. Because we know you've got chemical weapons. Well, I got news for you. Americans on the Jordanian-Syrian border also have rockets, and they also have chemical weapons. Look, it's remarkable to me that the American people, 60 to 40, are opposed to getting involved with a Syrian war. Basically, I think because they got lied to by Colin Powell and then got involved with Iraq and they lost their finest young men in a stupid, absolutely pointless war or two, so they don't want to get involved with Syria. I think they should look at how they're being manipulated. And frankly, I don't think that your president is doing a very good job. But if these leaks are true, this attack that he's trying to sell is way big. Look, he's been promising a limited attack only to warn Assad against using chemical weapons again. That's what he's been trying to sell. He's lying through his teeth. What we're talking about, you've got B-2s and B-52s flying from the States. Probably to Cyprus. all right, which explained the two missiles attacked on site. Well, not attacked. I'm not sure what happened to them, but it wasn't an attack, but they were aimed at Cyprus. The B-2s and B-52s will probably land in Cyprus, and they're going to be dropping all kinds of Tomahawk missiles, all kinds of crap. But you've got four Navy destroyers in the Mediterranean. They've got 200 missiles just on these ships. You're not talking about a limited attack if this thing goes on. You're going to look, the planes are out of lethal range of Syrian air defense systems. They can bomb at leisure with no interference whatsoever. And, well, I'll bet you the 200 missiles from these ships are going to have a pretty easy time of it all. Look, if this attack takes place, it's not going to be what he's selling. All right? Straightforward, it's not going to be the Obama slight attack on Syria. Just to teach Assad a lesson, there's a full-fledged war going on here. That's all.
Well, let's hope and pray it doesn't come to pass. Let's hope that Obama's looking for a way out right now, knowing he doesn't have any support at all from the American people, the American Congress, the United Nations, the Arab League, the European Union.
Doesn't matter.
Even
it's
England
already
won't stand with him. Could be interesting. Do you think he'll go ahead anyway?
He's already going ahead. As I said, he's got himself a nice force on the Jordanian border. He's got himself all kinds of, well, you can call them freedom fighters if you want to. It doesn't matter. You've got a war anyways. And if you think Egypt is going to end its civil war in a day or two, no, these are years, years and years going on of people getting killed. All right. Even if he doesn't attack, there's plenty of damage going on anyways. Now, you know what? Let me plug myself. While I have a second, can I do that?
You go right ahead.
Because I'm going on with another topic, very disturbing stuff. But look, folks, to get my books, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. 7 of 8 are available just by writing my name in the search box. Chamish. Chamish. That'll get you to my books, and all but one. Unfortunately, my webmaster is, well, he's hurting, so it's separate. My latest book is called The Stinger, Not the Stung. So write Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung. My website, well, it's still up there. Tom is doing his best, www.barrychamish.com. Yeah, there's a PayPal button. If you believe in what I'm doing, I'll believe in you as well. Go to the bottom of the page, you'll see the PayPal button. Now, I'm going on to something. Oh, what a busy and awful week. Awful, awful stuff. But I'm going to an Israeli issue. In the midst of all this, in September 17th, coming up next week, 6 Israeli Arabs who committed really murderous terror attacks. 2 out of 3 of the attacks against soldiers are going to be released as early as September 17th, thanks to, ta-da, President Shimon Peres. He can grant pardons. And, well, he did just that. Now, let me give you a little background. There was a soldier named Gilad Shalit. He was held hostage, and 1,027 terrorists were released for this crummy soldier who fell asleep on duty. Oh, do I not like this guy and what he caused? But nonetheless, during that deal, President Peres shortened the prison terms of 6 Israeli Arabs. Now, 2 of the terrorists I'll just say the Yunus brothers. They killed IDF soldier Avram Greenberg in the 80s. Four others, last names only, and they deserve nothing more. Biaza, Daka, Abu Moch, and his brother also, Abu Moch, they killed IDF soldier Moshe Tamam also in the 80s. They're going to be released. Also, you've got the, let's just say Ahmad. I just don't want to give these guys any credit. He killed an Israeli citizen, Hanan Gur. He's also going to be released by a pardon, a presidential pardon. Now, let me tell you the problem with this little pardon. All right, the first thing is, well, first of all, they killed you. An understanding is that you do not release Israeli Arabs for terror acts on behalf of the PLO. You don't do it. You don't mix it up. But you don't ever release terrorists who killed IDF soldiers. Not done. Not done. That's what he is going to do.
Now, go right ahead.
No, you had a comment?
No, I was basically, it's all part of this program. It doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, you understand that this whole war on terrorism is phony. And if you don't have terrorists out there, how can you have a war? So, you arrest the soldiers, and you try them, you send them to prison, and then you release them so that you can go back to war with them again. It's the same way as we're actually building our weapons for our enemies so that they will have weapons to fight for. And what are we doing? We're arming so many of these Muslim countries over there. And one of those days, a lot of those weapons are going to be used against our own men. The best enemies money could buy. Go right ahead.
I can't tell you how the word evil doesn't come close to describing Shimon Peres. But he is the president of Israel, and he could commute, apparently. All right? Apparently, without the Knesset knowing, he can just let people out of prison, even terrorists. Now, the relatives of the murdered men, they were furious. And they met with, well, her name is Emmy Palmore. You'll forget this, but she's the director of the Department of Pardons for the Ministry of Justice. She provided no answers why the men were being released. Apparently, and again, when you discuss the Shabak, internal security, dirty, 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 and I got stories, personal stories about, well, it doesn't matter. They apparently also recommended to Paris not to release these terrorists. And, of course, the Netanyahu government, well, they're just distancing themselves. They say, well, there's nothing we can do. The president bypassed us in this decision. Well, there's a real, I don't know if this makes a difference. They're going to be released, okay? I lived in Israel for 2 years, and I just understand you don't expect justice. You're going to be real disappointed. They're going to be released. On the 19th, the review comes up. But one thing they didn't do, which should have prevented the release, they didn't express regret for the murders. They are proud of the murders of Israeli soldiers. I hear the music.
And, of course, that is certainly is an insult to every person and every member of the Israeli Defense Force. And they should be up in arms. But unfortunately, they're not any more than, well, as I will tell you one thing, and that is at least an awful lot of American soldiers right now, we're saying we don't want to fight over there. A lot of Marines are saying we don't want to fight over in Syria. A lot of suddenly the Marine officers are saying exactly the same thing. I just wish the Iraqi soldiers that stand up and say we're not going to support a government that won't support us. We'll be back in a moment. Our guest is Barry Shamish right here at Radio Liberty.
have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope, of course, that you enjoyed the conversation with Barry Shamish. And Barry certainly is very concerned because his family is over there in Israel, and I share his concern. But I think we're certainly going to have to recognize that God is involved in everything. I've seen God's influence repeatedly in my life and in the lives of others. I don't always understand why God does what he does, but he certainly has a plan. I think he has a plan for each one of us who've given our lives to him. And I can see his guidance, and that's the only reason I'm doing talk radio today. I really believe it was always intended this way, and we'll do it as long as God provides us with the wherewithal to do it. Which, of course, brings me to the point, if you are out there in the listening audience and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And you can certainly get our four best CDs of the month and our monthly newsletter written by William Grigg. Or you can certainly get our monthly newsletter, or you can get the various DVD sets we have, or certainly the four CD sets or the four tape sets or the books. And you can find them all listed in our catalog. You can find them certainly at our website at radioliberty.com. We hope, of course, you'll go to our website and tell others about it. You can listen certainly to our internet programs on our website. You can listen to our programs on the telephone if you have a telephone with unlimited minutes. That's the afternoon program. If you have a KU satellite receiver, you can listen to our programs. We are one of the hours in the afternoon is on shortwave. Now, it's an all-expensive proposition, and if you're in a position to help us, we would certainly appreciate your help. And, of course, you can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope all of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will really help you, even if, whether you're a Christian or not. It will help you to begin to understand that nothing is that appears to be. There are powerful forces working within the shadows. And basically, if you want to actually hear a description put forward by a man who heard a member of the what I call the Brotherhood reveal the whole story back in 1969, it's the four CD set called, it's the four CD set called The New Order of the Barbarians, The New Order of the Barbarians, my interviews, and Randy Engel's interviews with Dr. Lawrence Dedigan, and you can get the transcript of that. Well worthwhile reading, and a number of times, to understand that everything that was predicted in 1969, almost everything, has come to pass. As we methodically transferred our wealth and our manufacturing and our factories and our goods to other countries to raise the living standards throughout the world and to lower living standards here, it's all part of the plan of what certainly the Dr. Richard Day, who gave the talk, called the Order. I call him the Brotherhood of Darkness. Dr. Cuddy calls him the Power Elite. Dan Smoot called him the Invisible Government. Doesn't what you call them. They're a satanic organization working to fulfill the prophecies laid out thousands of years ago. If you're not imaginary, go to the website, trilateral.org. And then just trilateral.org, look at the logo, the Trilateral Commission logo. You won't see it, but unless you understand it's three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Once you know what you're looking at, you'll see it. And then, of course, help us to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. Being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle. You need to get us certainly our four CD set and our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, because I really believe what is coming. I talked to a gentleman today who has friends who have access to certainly classified information, and they will tell you that basically the information about the threat of an EMP attack is classified, but it's very real. You need to get the DVD we have and the four CD set. On the threat of an EMP attack, you need, of course, to begin laying in a supply of food. And let me suggest you get hold of the freeze-dry guy. The telephone number is 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-FOOD. Make your preparations, and then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.